Okay, we say today's daf is daf Tesvav. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Dalid Amud Beis. We're taking a short break from Hilchis Pigel for a few minutes. And in fact, you'll recall that yesterday when we learned the Mishnah at the outset of yesterday's daf, on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we spoke about whether Pigel is a package deal or not. What were the facts that the fact pattern of the Mishnah yesterday? For instance, it was on Shavuos, and they shechted the two kivsei atzeres, and they had in mind only to eat one of the chalois lemachar. Or, when you were talking about the lechem upon them that you had every single Shabbos, they were makter the two bezichei levoina, but only lechel one of the sedorim lemachar, or one of the chalois lemachar. So there was only a partial pigle, if you will, not all of the two chalas, in other words, only one of the two. And even when we were talking about the lechem upon him, not all the lechem upon him, either one seder of six or even one chala, they had in mind to go and eat lemachar. So you had a partial pigel machshav, if you will. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, oise chala ve'oise seder shechicha ves pigel. Yes, that part that you were mafagel becomes pigel. But the rest does not become pigel. It's only posel, mitzad gzeira, as we learned in the Gemara. And the Chum said, no. Once part of it is pigel, zev is a pigel. Chayin al-Karis, it's a package deal. So based on that, the Gemara applies the same type of framework to a similar but different case. Zok the Mishnah. Yud Dalet Amid Beis. Nitmis achas min achalis, oy echad min asadarim. We're referring back again to the two lechem, the shtei halechem that you have on Shavuos. That's what the Mishnah refers to as the chalois. Oyechem and the sedarim is referring to the one of the two sedarim of the lechem upon him of Shabbos. But you remember, we already said yesterday, Toisus and the Shittim Kubetzah says, lav dafka whole seder, even gezuntai, even one of the 12 lechem upon him. So one of them became tamei. We haven't described yet when it became tamei. Did it become tamei pre-zrika or post-zrika? And that's what the Gemara is going to tell us as soon as we start the Gemara. But in the meantime, all we know is one of them, part of them became tamei, but not the whole thing. Even the good shtei halacha, in other words, the second of the lechem, or the other 11 that did not become tamei whatsoever, zero. What does the Mishnah mean, ein karben tzibur cholik? Since we're not going to be able to go and save the one that became tameh, because it's tameh, there's nothing I can do, I can't take away the tumah, so automatically whatever zirika you're going to do is not going to help on that one. And since ein karben tzibur cholik, it's not going to help for any of them. So don't even bother doing the zirika, just go and take the whole thing, put it on the Beis HaSreifa, which is the Beis HaDeshen, in the Azorah itself, for those Kabbanis that become possible inside the Azorah. V'chom amayim, no! Hatamei b'temasa b'ator yeyochel. You don't have to say that it's a package deal. You can split it down the middle. The Zerika Saddam that will be done is going to go and be a good Zerika to make the Torah now available for eating. The one that's tamei is tamei. What can you do? So you see, you have that same type of mindset or the same type of discussion that we had yesterday. Not necessarily for the same reason, but just like we had yesterday about the pigle, one man the yomer says, once one is mefugel, then the whole thing is pigle. The yomer said, no, whatever the mefugel is mefugel, whatever not anish. So here too you have the same type of the dispute as to whether or not if one is tamei, do all of them have a din of tamei? Nobody over here holds that the others become tamei. Even Rabbi Yehuda that says Shneim Yetzel Beis Reifa, he doesn't say that the tumah somehow magically spreads from one to the other. No. He just holds it because one of them happens to be possible. It's tamei. The zrik is not going to help for it, so the zrik is not going to help for anything. The chum say lam dafka.
In the case of the lechem upon him, they have to be continually on the shulchan. If they go to the Beis HaSreifa on Shabbos, they're baked before Shabbos.
Right.
What happens? Yeah. We have a gap where we do the Afiyah, the Lisha and Afiyah on Shabbos quickly to restore them? I mean, what?
No, you just have to... that week's lechem upon him, unfortunately, is no good. And if it's before the the here we're not talking about Azrika, we're talking about Doctoris HaBezichen.
Right.
If it happens already. Why don't we start off with the Gemara, we'll get back to your question. Amr Blossom. The machloikas that we have in our Mishnah is all Lefnei Zrika. Lefnei Zrika means if you're referring to the case of the Chalois, of the Shtei Halechem, where you're talking about the Kvasim that I have to go and Shech now to be Makadish, to Makdish the Shtei Halechem. So Rabbi Loza says, machloikas Lefnei Zrika. Avliacha Zrika, if the Zrika has already taken place. Oh, so the Zrika refers to the Lechem. If you're talking about the Lechem upon him, then think in your mind, machloikas Lefnei Haktoris HaBezichen. There's no Zrika. So that's the legal equivalent, if you will. So Reb Loza says, Machloek Lefnei Zrika, if this transpired, that one of the Chalas became Tamei before the Zrika. So Reb Yehuda says, don't even bother making the Zrika. Don't even bother going being Makter the Shtei Bezichen. Ein Kar Betzibur Cholik. Whatever you're going to do now, the best Zrika in the world, the best Haktoris Bezichen in the world, you're not going to be able to Mesaken the one that became Tamei. So Mamela, since that anyway is going to go the basis Reifa, don't bother with the Zrika, don't bother with the Haktoris Bezichen, just take the whole thing and put it in the basis Reifa. This week we will not be able to Mesaken the mitzvah of going and be Makter the Shtei Bezichen, to be able to eat the Lechem upon him. We're going to have to skip a week. We're going to have to go and continue now for the next week. No. Whatever is tummy, unfortunately, but the rest is fine. And the Zrika that we're going to do is going to go and be moil. It will help for purposes of the good one, of the good challah, the good lechem that did not become tummy. But so all straightforward. So that's with Zrika. Once it's after the Zrika, so I already did the full-fledged matir. In the case of the Shtei Kvasim, we had a perfect Shchita and Kabbal Saddam and Halacha Saddam and then Zrika Saddam. Everything is great. And subsequent to that, unfortunately, one of the Shtei Halacha became Tamei. No, became Tamei, I can't eat it now. But the other one is still fine. And the same thing applies to the Lechem upon him. That after the Haktorah Shnei Bezichen, unfortunately, one of the lechem upon him, six of the lechem upon him, they became tummy. Okay, those became tummy, but the rest is fine. What's the machloikis lefnei zrika? Now, the easy answer is what it says in the Mishnah. I mean, the chachamim we don't need a reason for. The chachamim is very straightforward. We're talking about lefnei zrika. The report comes into the Kohen. Oy, did you hear? One of the Shtei HaLechem became Tamei. One of the Lechem Apana became Tamei. So he says, no, Rabbi Yisrael, was Kim et Tam. What can you do? But the rest is fine. So go ahead and do your Zrika Saddam. Go ahead and do your Haktoris Bezichen to go and save the good one. In other words, so you should be able to eat that one and be able to go and be Mekayim, the din of this carbon. That's all the when you're talking about like the Chum. But what's this for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneim yetz lebeisus reifa, she'en korban tzibur cholik. So Rabbi Yehuda on the surface tells you the reason why Shneim yetz lebeisus reifa. He's telling you because there's no remedy for the challah that became tameh. Since there's no remedy, and since we have a rule, ein korban tzibur cholik. Where does this rule come from? The Gemara will tell us right before the Mishnah on the Amid Aleph. However, Rashi already gives us the secret already now that Rabbi Yehuda had a Kabbalah Meiraboisov that there is such a rule and regulation, Ein Karbet Zibur Cholik. And therefore, if one of the Nitarim, in this case one of the Shtei Alechem, or one of the Lechem Apanim, is going to remain possible at all times, because this is already before the Zrika, it's already possible, then forget about it. Don't bother doing the avodah to try to remedy the rest of it, because ein karbon tzibur cholik, you cannot have a karbon tzibur where part of it works and part of it doesn't work, and therefore don't even bother, don't even consider.
Did we learn sometime that karbon tzibur cannot become metame?
Not that it can't become tame. We have a rule that tumahutra betzibur or dechuyehi betzibur. We're going to talk about that shortly in Mir Hashem on the Amud Aleph. Very good point, Bill. You're really on top of it. So Zokti Mori, it's my pligi, Amra Papa betitz maratza lechilas kamifligi. The Gemara is going to ask a series of kashas on Rapapa, and the final kasha is going to be, Rabbi Yehuda already told us what the reason is, that why I shouldn't bother doing this Rika, and this Rika is not going to help. And Shneim Yotzel Beis Reifa. The reason is because Ein Karban Tzibur Cholot. Can't make divisions, he can't split it down. It's a package deal. However, Rav Papa attempts to give another reason, and the Gemara is going to ask three or four challenges on Rav Papa. So what does Rav Papa say? Tzitz Maratza Alechilas Kamefuyi. Does a tzitz help? As you know, the tzitz is the plate that the Kohen Gadol wears on his metzach, on his forehead. And the Torah says that that is maratza on karbonis. In which respect is a maratza on karbonis? So elsewhere the Gemara says, only the gabi hilchis tumma v'tahara. Now what means hilchis tumma v'tahara? It's not if the Kohen becomes tameh, but if a korban became tameh. That if you have the tzitz functioning, then you can continue going and bringing the carbon, notwithstanding the fact that it's tameh. And then there's a difference between a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid, where a carbon tzibur you can do it lechatchila, a carbon yachid it's only b'diavet. We'll talk more about the details as we go through the Gemara. But in the meantime, what does Rav Papa say? The tzitz is maratza al achilois. Now what it means, al achilois? Typically every carbon has two parts to it. One part is the part that's going to go on the mizbeach. That's what we call oilin, they're oil on the mizbeach. And then the other part, which is eaten by Bnei Adam. That's what we call the achilos. So the Papa says, I have a problem over here. I don't have a problem with the kvosim that I'm shechting. I have no problem with the bezichin that I'm trying to put the bezicha levoina on the mizbeach. But both of those are perfect. I have a problem with the achilos. Achilos means one of the chalis has become tameh. Oi! Is there will be the tzitz meratza on those achilos kamiflegim. Says the Gemara at the top, Rabbanan Sabi had tzitz meratza al achilos. Yes, the tzitz will magically work vis-a-vis that carbon or that challah that has become tameh. So Rashi quickly points out, people don't think that when we say tzitz meratza al achilos, that means it will be able to eat that challah which has become tameh. Chas v'sholem. The Torah says, v'abosar shi'iga b'chol tameh lo ye'ochel. That when a korban becomes tameh, don't even think about eating it. You can have 100 tzitzim, they're not going to help you. It's not meratza to be able to eat from it. So what is the tzitz meratza l'chilas means? Tzitz meratza means that the zrika that you're going to perform is going to be a zrika ma'aliyasa. It'll be a good kosher zrika, so that therefore this korban was not brought in vain. This carbon is a full-fledged, beautiful carbon, and everybody will say on Shavuos, Shoychit, Zoyrek, you did a great job, wow. We are Baruch Hashem, Yoytze, the din of the Shnei Alechem, that is the Shnei Kvosim vis-a-vis the Shnei Alechem. Question is, will I have such a ritzoy that I'll be able to eat the kosher challah, that is the non-tumah challah? Yes, Rabban hold, yes, you will be able to eat the non, but the one that is tumah, unfortunately, nothing I can do about that. That's an unfortunate. While Rabbi Yehuda Savar, ain't a tzitz meratza l'achilais. The tzitz is not going to help because the tzitz is only meratza, as we'll see shortly, on the olin. Olin means that portion that has to go on the mizbeach. But that portion that a person has to eat, the tzitz doesn't affect that whatsoever. Let's take a look at the top Rashi. Rabban and Savi ha tzitz meratza. Al tumas achilas koyhanim. On the tumah of the oichel that the kahanim are supposed to eat, lemehevi zurika shenizrika alayan, or actually it's aleha, that the zurika that you're doing is zurika on their behalf, on behalf of these two kvasim, and indirectly on behalf of the shtei alechem, zurika ma'aliyasa, and now it'll be a fine zurika, and people are able to say, we were yotze, we did our mitzvah, we brought the Shnei Kvasim the way we were supposed to, and we brought the Shtei HaLechem the way we were supposed to. Unfortunately, one of them became Tameh, but that doesn't shter, that doesn't interfere with this carbon that it was done properly and effectively, and that's why you can continue, or you can now eat from the second of the Shtei HaLechem. One second. Umiyo ki maratza tzitz l'mihevi carbon ma'aliyah. It only helps that now people can go and say, ah, carbon, beautiful. But it doesn't help to go and magically transform this tamei challah into a tor challah. Dus nisht. The avalei balav. If the person eats from it, a kohen is going to eat from that second challah, he's going to be oiva basar sheyiga b'chol tamei. Of course, that's talking about a carbon. Here it's not the basar sheyiga b'chol tamei, here it's the lechem sheyiga b'chol tamei. Lo yeyachel be'esh yisarev. So that's what the Tanakam holds. However, Rabbi Huda sover ainat its maratza betuma shenoga bedover hanechal kehanim, and since the tit doesn't help whatsoever, hilchoch lo yhav izrika ma'aliyah. The zrika that you're going to attempt to do is worthless. It's not effective, says Rabbi Huda. Don't even bother doing the zrika. Why? Because the tzitz doesn't help you vis-a-vis ochlin. It only helps you the gabi olin. We'll talk about that in another moment. And since it's not going to help, guess what? Therefore, the whole korban is now worthless. It's not going to even be matir the tohoir, even the good guy, the second tohar dikka of the shtei halechem or of the lechem upon him, it's not going to help whatsoever. So therefore, getting back to our Mishnah, since one of the chalas became tamei, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't even bother going and do this rika. Again, Rabbi Loza said it's talking about lefnei zrika. So the shneim yetzel beisus reifet, just go and burn the boat. Ain't coming tiba chole v'chom. Say no. This rika is going to be great because this rika is going to be meratza. The tzitz will be meratza alachilois. The Tomei will remain Tomei, but the Torah will be good as a result of the Zrika that you're going to do. Yeah.
Korban Pesach.
One second. We're going to talk about Korban Pesach another few minutes.
In Shavuos, when we bring the Shtei Alechem, it's Matir Chadash in the Migdash.
Mm-hmm.
So can't it at least be according to the Guru, it says don't even bother.
So you won't be exactly.
You have to do the whole thing over again.
Okay, 100% right.
Okay, and if you've already done the Tnufa with the Kvasim, you got to get two new Kvasim. I mean, you certainly have to do at least a new Tnufa, but with a new chalas, but do you have to do mukvasim? I mean, like, how far? It's like with Yom Kippur, when one of the two goats dies, how far, or it's spilled the blood, how far back in the avoda do you go?
What's the matter of the shtei lechem?
The matter of the shtei lechem is the zrika of the kvasim.
Now, if you're telling me that these kvasim don't even bother thinking about doing a zrika because your two lechem are good, then you're not going to bother doing the zrika. So I know you're probably thinking of is what happens if you have the shechita already and you have the dam inside in the mizrach, can you now go and use that now for the new set of chalas? Or do you say, we got to start from square one, bring two brand new kvasim?
You have to do them when they're live, when they're levedik.
Exactly. So since the actual ritzui is a result of the zrika sedam, it could be that you might be able to use the same dam and just say, Chevri, you're going to have to be maris for the next hour or two because you're going to have to go and bring two new
kvasim from the
not two new kvasim, you're going to have to bring two new lechem. Can you go mimistar from one more to the one that's remaining? All of these are very interesting questions. The Gemara doesn't address it.
Not today.
So I wouldn't say not today. Maybe the Gemara will have another day, or maybe the Mefarshim will talk about what is the remedy. What do you do now? Do you just say, okay, throw up your hands? Chevra, we're not going to eat Chodesh for the next year. We're not going to use it in the Mikdash for the next year. Of course, outside the Beis Mikdash, you have the benefit of the carbon ointment. But maybe not. Or you bring a brand new carbon from square one. What does square one mean? Do you have to just add one new lechem? Because one is Tomei, so I'll bring a new one. Or do you have to go and bring two new kvasim? What happens if you shechta the kvasim? Can you use the old dam? Do you have to go and bring new? The Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't discuss it. Anyway, you had also a question, Brother Shah, but you asked about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we're going to have another 10 minutes.
Can you eat the 200 of tzibor? Can you actually eat the Korban Pesach, or you just shecht it?
No, you just yoitza, but you can't eat it.
Right.
Once it's tummy, it's tummy.
Okay, that's what I...
Good, very good. Frank Timara. So this is what Rapapa said. So clearly Rapapa establishes this rule, tzitz merat al-chilois, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't a tzitz merat al-chilois. Timara is going to challenge us now, two or three different kashas. However, you obviously agree, the oilin, the hatzitz meratza ala oilin. Certainly, it's got to be meratza on something. You can't go and say, no, gunish, gunish. Everybody knows, the Torah says that the tzitz is meratza on a chisorin in a carbon, and the Gemara tells us the chisorin that we're talking about is chisorin of tumah. So, that it's meratza. It's got to be meratza on something. So, therefore, it must be meratza al hu oilin. Upligi, and nevertheless, we still have that same machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachom like we have in the Mishnah. The word means oilin. Oilin means anything that's going to go on top of the Mizbech. So in our case, we're talking about Lemoshel, by the Bezich Levoina, we're talking about the Bezichin go on top of the Mizbech. Upligi, the sign we have in the Braisim. Nitma echad min ha-Bezichin. Oy, the two Bezich Levoina were removed from the Shulchan, and unfortunately, one of those Bezichin got Tomei, the other one is fine, one of them is no good. Now these are oilin, because you don't eat the bezicha levoina, you put them on the mizbech. Lahakter. So Yehuda oimah shneyem yasu betuma lefisha ein korban tzibur choluk. That woman shneyem yasu betuma. Sounds like you should go and be makter both of them that they're tummy. Rashi says yasu b'mizbech betuma yigagiyam ze laze im yirtza. If you wanted to, you can allow the second bozach also to become tameh. Wow, that's hair-raising. You can go and take the one that's tameh and say, merge it with the other one, and let that also become tameh. Why? Next Rashi, she'in kar b'tzi b'cholik, v'afilu I magioi b'shneyem. That really means that a maga, that both of them, okay, they become, touch each other, and they become tameh. V'kar b'tzi b'doiche tumah b'periket z'taylim. And the korban tzibur is doicha tuma because of tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma t'chuyi b'tzibur. V'may lo yhavet tor b'tarosoy. Why don't you leave it tor? Hatzitz maratza ala oilin. V'havi haktorim ma'al yisa. V'osa letame esa tor. Says Rashi, I don't understand why Rabbi Yehuda would go and say, let one be metama the other if you hold that tzitz is maratza ala oilin. Fine, if the tzitz maratza oilim, leave each one the way they are, and or way each one is, go and put the bad one also on the mizbeach, because the tzitz is maratza al oilim, put the good one on the mizbeach, but why would you go and be metame one the other? So says the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So nitma echman b'zicha, Rabbi Yehuda oim eshneim yasur tumi, you can even let each one touch the other, v'fisha ein korban tzibur chok, v'chachamim oimim hatam b'tamasai, v'atam b'tarasai. The bad one is bad, but the Torah is good. And since you have the benefit of the tzitz meratza al hu oilin, go and be mala both of them on the mizbeach. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, the way Rav Papa framed the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chum is, whether you hold tzitz meratza al achilos or ain't tzitz meratza al achilos. And the reason why Rav Yehuda said that both of them yetzel beisas reifa, because the tzitz is not effective to go be meratza on the part of the korban that's going to be eaten. Okay, but everybody agrees that the tzitz meratza al oilin. So that being the case, why do we find that Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing again? Shneyim yasu betum lefi shein korban tzibur cholik. I should go and say that since the tzitz meratza al oilin, say like the chacham say, ha tomei betumasei vator betarosei. The one that's tummy is tummy, that's unfortunate, but the tzitz is going to help. It'll be meratza, so that even lechad chila, I can put the boza hatame on the maracha, and I'll put the tar on the maracha. Since the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda didn't say in our Mishnah, tami b'tamasai v'ator yoichab, is because he says that ain't tzitz maratza al achilois, but since he holds that tzitz is maratza al oilin, here they should go and dance together, they should both go and say, ha-tamei b'tamasei v'ator b'tarasei. Why does Rabbi Yehuda argue even in this case of the oilin? The Oidnucha Kasha, Omravashi, Toshima, Rabbi Yehuda Oimra Filu Shevet Echad Tomiv Chol Ashvatim Tohoirim Yasu Betuma Lefisha Ein Karbonis Tzibur Cholik. What does that mean? Here we're talking Nochem all about Erev Pesach, like you raised earlier. What happens in Erev Pesach? Everybody has to go and bring their Karbonis. Now, remember, if a Yochid happens to be Tomei on Erev Pesach, what does he do? Does he bring his carbon betuma?
He waits till Pesach
Sheni. What happens if not only one person, but there are 100 people that are tamei?
Until it's a majority, if it's
until a majority. But if you have a majority of klal yisrael that are tameim, then tumahutra betzibur tchuyah betzibur. You go and bring it, even though everybody's tamei. What happens if you have a situation like we had in Masechtas Hoirius? Right, in areas we spoke about the par helm davishal tzibur, that what happens if it wasn't roiv of Klal Yisrael, that roiv of the shvatim, 6 out of 12, 7 out of 12. What happens if you have a roiv of a shevet, even though it's not roiv of Klal Yisrael? Anyway, so we're dealing with a similar situation over here. What happens? Shevet echad is tamei. Agan says shevet is tamei, and this mandiyama holds that a shevet is like a full kohol. Each one of the shvatim is ikri kol. Ah, so fill the shevet echad tamei. V'chol ha-shvatim and the other 11 are tohoirim. Says Rabbi Yehuda Yasa b'tumma, they can go and bring the korban b'tumma on Erev Pesach. V'fisha ein korban tzibur choluk. You don't go and make distinctions by korban tzibur. It's all or nothing. It works all together. And so therefore, don't bother having that single shevet. Wait until Pesach Sheni. Everybody brings it at this time. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't mention the Chachamim, but Rashi says, what would the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim would say the Tehoidim should go and do it now, and the Shev that became Tamei, let them wait for Pesach Sheni, which is consistent with the Chachamim. In other words, those that are Tehoidim, bring it now. Those that are Tameim, wait until the Pesach Sheni. If you're talking about Roiv of Klai Yisrael, that's a different story. That's a special din. But otherwise, when you have a Miut of Klai Yisrael, even though you have a full Shevet, that Shevet's got to wait for next Pesach Sheni, and everybody else does it now.
But how is that Shevet being Matama anyone else? They're just going on, they're not being...
We're not touching anybody, they're just bringing it together as one.
Right.
One party.
But it's not like in case of the Bezichin that you're mixing them in one
spirit. That's correct. Haga.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit different here.
You're right, the facts are a little bit different, but the point, once again, is Behudi uses the same expression, Lefisha Ein Korban Simra Cholok, everybody's in it together, so to speak. So therefore, all 12 Shvatim should go and bring their Kavanos today on Erev Pesach. Those that are Baruch Hashem Tohirim, wonderful, they'll be able to eat from the Karim Pesach. Those that are unfortunate Tameim won't be able to eat from the Karim Pesach, but everybody should bring it today on Erev Pesach, all 12 Shvatim. Aha. So the Freiti Moriet, V'hocha, my Hatzitz Meratze Ika. Here the Tzitz doesn't even pass. Well, why doesn't the Tzitz pass? Because the Tzitz only helps for the Karbonis, but not for the Makrivim. The fact that there are people that happen to be Tomei, the Tzitz never helps vis-a-vis the people that are Tomei. The Tzitz is Maratza on the Karbonis that became Tomei. And here we're not talking about the Karbonis that became Tomei, we're talking about the people. So therefore, you don't have a Tzitz Maratza in the picture at all. If you don't have a Tzitz Maratza in the picture at all, then there shouldn't be a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. They should all be dancing together, like you demonstrated earlier. But according to Rapapa, no. It all depends on the tzitz or the maratz al achilis, not achilis. Hey, we're not even talking about the achilis. We're not talking about the oilin. We're talking about the gavra became tamei. And vis-a-vis the gavra, the tzitz never helps. The tzitz only helps agave the nikrovim, the chavtza, the kabonis, and not agave the kehanim or the israelim. We oida have another kasha omravina. Toshima, nitmes achas min achalis, oi achas min asadarim. We're now quoting our Mishnah. And what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda, Oy Mishnah, Yitzel Mises Reifa. Why? Lefisha Ein Korban Tzibur Cholok. V'chum Moimim, Tatami B'tomas V'yator, Yoyochel, Yoyochel. Freit Timara, V'yam Isa, Kunin Tera Papa. That's the central idea and the tam of Rabbi Yehuda is because of Tzitz Meratza Al Achilas. Or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the reason, then Isil Afisha ain't it's Maratz Alachilos we boy lay. Our Mishnah should tell us the real reason. It should say Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shneim Yetzel Beisas Rifa. You know why? She ain't it's Maratz Alachilos. Why does he talk about this in Korban Tzibur Cholok? And therefore, says on Rabbi Yochanan, with all due respect to Rapapa, even though Rabbi Yochanan preceded Rapapa, but he said Lomad Oruch Hu Befiv Shor Rabbi Yehuda. Lomad Oruch means he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbes that he would repeat. Ein Korban Tzibur Cholok. There's no such thing that if talking about a Korban Tzibur, that part of it is good and part of it is no good. So if you're talking about a private Korban, there one could apply this Svara of Tzitz Meratze Yor Nish. But here we're talking about a Korban Tzibur. What's the Korban Tzibur? We're talking about the Shtei Lechem. We're talking about the Ishtei Mesrei Lechem upon him on Shabbos. It's a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur, you don't make divisions and say half of it is good, half is no good. Mm-hmm. So if part of it is no good, unfortunately, none of it is good. It's a package deal like we had yesterday by the Pigle. Here we're talking about the Din of Tumah. We're applying the same type, at least, not Mamish the same halacha, but at least a similar type of reasoning. It's all or nothing, says Rabbi Yehuda.
So here's the two bezichin and bona. If one becomes tame, you put them both, you mix them and put them both together on the mizbeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Jok the mishnah vayter ha'toydu v'fegelus esalechem. Okay, so this is what Barry was asking about really yesterday. Yesterday in the mishnah we talked about if you shechted the kvasim perfectly, but you had in mind pigel to eat one of the chalois lemachar. Or you were makted the two pezichin and b'shas, you were makted them, you had in mind to eat one of the lechem aponim lemachar. And Barry asked, what about, so we said in the Mishnah, are both pigel, are one of them pigel, but what about the basar of the kvasim themselves? Is that pigel or not pigel? And we said, don't worry, we're going to get to it. And we said, okay, we're going to be patient. Baruch Hashem, we're now at that magic moment. Zok the Mishnah. The toida causes the lechem to become pigel, but the lechem doesn't cause the toida to become pigel. So you're wondering, well, what does that mean? Keitzer, I'll give you an example. Shochan is a toida. You have the koyin, or whoever the oivet avoida goes and shechs the korban toida, and he has in mind lechem mimeno. Mimeno means from the toida lemachar. That of course is going to be mafagel the korban. Toida, no question. The question now is, however, what about the chalois? You have to bring 40 lachme toida together with the carbon toida. What happens to them? Zok the Mishnah. He, v'alechem mifugolim, even though he didn't even mention the word. He wasn't thinking about the word lechem. He was only thinking in terms of the toida. Once the toida is possible, pigle, then the lechem is swept up together with it, is also pickled. However, what happens with Shas, the Shechitas HaToida, he had in mind, Lechem and HaLechem L'mocher, only exclusively just the Lechem. HaLechem is Mefogal. HaToida Mefogalus. It has nothing to do with the Toida, just the Lechem and not the Toida. You're wondering, Manishtana, what in the ratio we're saying, if you only had the Toida in mind, then the Lechem Toida get also swept up together with the Toida. But if you only had the lechem in mind, the toida doesn't get swept up together with the lechem. Why? The Gemara will tell us momentarily.
Double standard.
No, one's derivative of the other.
Oh, that's Gemara's going to answer, but we have to get to the question, then we'll give the answer. And now you have exactly a parallel case. We go back to our favorite discussion, the Kivsi Atzeres. Sakvosim mefaglim es halechem. They can mefagl lechem, they shtei halechem. The lechem mefagl es sakvosim. Keitza. Hashoichel es sakvosim. On Shavuos, Lechem mehen. Mehen means from the kvasim lemacher. Nuhain, those kivsi atzeres now are blown away. They're now pigel. But not only they pigel, but lechem ufagolim lechem. Oh, I'm sorry, but lechem ufagolim. Not only hain, the kvasim, but the ultra lechem on mefugol. You got to start from the beginning. New kvasim, new lechem, the whole thing is pigel, pigel, pigel. However, lechel is a lechem lemacher. Bishas the shchitas ha kvasim. If he had in mind to go and eat the lechem tomorrow, then only the lechem is mefugel and not the kvasim. Kvasim ain't mefugel. So you see the parallel situation, these almost mirror images of each other. Here we're talking about lechem panim, here we're talking about the shtei lechem. It depends what your machshav, if the pigel was on the karbon, then that already encompasses not only the karbon, but also the lechem. If you only had a mind on the lechem, it's only the lechem and not on the karbon. Right tomorrow, my time. What's the reason why? How do I know that the lechem also gets the name toida? They're not just lechem; they are called toida. Shenem, it says the pasuk, the hikrav al zevach hatoida chalois. You makrav together with the zevach hatoida chalois. What's the raya from this? So Rashi says, if you look at the Rashi in the middle of the omid where it says Gemara, my time atoida mefigelis lechem. The havle the mechtav the choyra the pasuk should have said the hikrav chalois al zevach hatoida. To the zevach hatoida add an additional chalois, but it doesn't say that. It said the hikrav al zevach hatoida chalois. So the fact that these are juxtaposition, the toida puts together the toida and the chalois together, mashma toida hema chalois. When you're learning and you're reading the pasuk, you can get the sense of toida chalois that the chalois themselves have the shame. Toida. And so therefore, when you say toida, toida includes, parenthetically, also chalos. Why don't you say the reverse as well? If you're saying toida is chalos, and chalos is toida, then go and say in our Mishnah, just like when you have in mind the toida, you're mefagel the lechem, why don't you say when you're mefagel the chalos, you're mefagel the toida? It's all like, lechem, ikri toida, toida ikri lechem. After all, lechem, as you said before, is derivative. It's secondary to the toida. And so therefore, you can go and say that these lachme toida, das och ashtik toida. However, to go and say that the toida is called ashtik lechem, people look at you and you're nuts. This is lechem, this is toida, this is flesh, this is ishka lechem.
Lechem is sometimes used, though, as generally as food.
Yeah, like, no, not here.
We had, right. Yisrael says to his daughters, call the Mitzri in and we'll eat lechem with him.
And what does it say by the Ashes by Tifa? Which day?
She wants tonight everything except the lechem that he ate.
Shem lechem asheroi.
Right, right. It's not talking about. It's not a different type of.
Yeah, but that's more poetic, and that's less than. It's not referring to the Hilchei Skotchen. You're right. Lechem can be referred to. We're going to break bread tomorrow. What happens if they're both worried about carbs and that could be bread?
Celiac disease, right?
Exactly. So they're going to go eat eggs instead. We'll break bread. It's an expression.
Yeah. Not so.
Oat matzah, very good. Anyway, zukti mor halikash lechem ikri toy de toy likri lechem. Freit mal hodik tani. A kvosim mafaglem es lechem, val lechem in mafaglem es kvosim. When you came to the lach meitoida, no, I heard the swara of Rav Kahana. It's not a swara, it's a posik. He said, since it doesn't say the hikrav hachalis ala toida, but it says the hikrav zevach toida chalis, okay, there's some sort of connection, chalis toida, fine. But we don't have a similar posik like that by the shtei lechem. That being the case, for eitim or how nachmo el hodi toni ha kvosim kal grech ba lechem nem vaglos kvosim lechem hecha ashkan ikri kvosim. I find that the lach meitoider called toider, fine, granted. But I don't find that the shtei alechem is called kvasim. So when now he has in mind, kvasim, 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 I'm going to eat them tomorrow. What does it have to do with the shtei alechem? Says Yimar, you know, you're right. Ela haynu tama. It really has nothing to do with the pasuk and how the words are structured in the pasuk. It's really because of a svara, as you said, of derivatives. And that is, haynu tama. Lechem kalal toida. The lechem is brought as an adjunct, as ancillary to the toida. So the toida, therefore, is the big guy. That's the carbon toida. And together with that, to be mashlim, to fill it out, we go and bring with it the lechem. However, in toida kalal lechem, nobody says, oh, I'm going to go and bring lechem today, but I can't bring the lechem because you can't bring lechem on its own. So I'm going to go and bring the toida kalal lechem. That doesn't work. You bring a carbon toida to Rabbi Yishlom, thanking Hashem for all the chasadim that he did, particularly those four chasadim that we say in Hoidu on Friday nights before Mincha. We thank Hashem for a person chas v'sholom who came out of prison, a person was chas v'sholom sick, a person went through the midbar, a person went al nahores and he comes back, and that's the basis of saying the Brichas HaGoyma. So now, from the times of the Beis Midrash, you brought a carbon toida. Oh, the Torah says, you bring a carbon toida, you're thanking Hashem. Don't forget to bring the 40 chalas. The chalas is ancillary to the toida. Mm-hmm. But nobody goes and says, I'm going to bring these lachmen, I'm going to bring the lechem as my carbon. And then, oh, by the way, if you bring the lechem, don't forget to bring the toida. That doesn't work that way. Then toida glal lechem. And the same thing is when you're talking about the shtei lechem, lechem glal de kvasim, the ikr is the kivsi atzeres, with the kivsi atzeres, you bring the shtei lechem. Then kvasim glal de lechem. And you don't bring the kvasim because of the lechem. Okay, so now the question is, both of these lessons are very, very well taught and very understood. Utsvichi, why do I have to have both of them? Wouldn't it be enough just to have one case and I can learn a piswara? Yeah. This would be glal lechem, this would be glal toida, and this would be glal kvasim, and I forget. Utsvichi. The Ashvin and Toida won't say toida, hosam hu dechi mefagil belechem, loy mefagil toida. You know why? Mishum delay huskiku ze leze betnufa. You never merge the two or infuse the two with exactly. Each one was separate on its own. So then I understand why, if you're mafaga the lechi, you're not mafaga the toit. Ah, the kvosim dehuski kul zel azeb tenufa. The pasuk says, v'heinef ha-koyin oisam alechem tenufa, which means that the koyin takes the kvosim and he's meinef, meinef, he makes a wave offering, and you do it together with the shtei halechem. Ooh, so the two now become kind of like guf echad to a certain extent. I might say the lechem and the kvasim now become merged halachically, so therefore there's a pigel in the lechem. Lifkli nami kvasim is tricha. That's why you have to have both cases. So then you're going to go and say, why don't you just say the case of the kvasim and say, madach, when you do the kvasim together with the lechem, we don't say that. If he's mafagel b'lechem, mafagel b'kvasim, then certainly Allah is kama v'kama. Yeah, if
so
you're talking about
the tzrichsa, and he's the other side, we're kind of missing the rest of the tzrichsa.
That's exactly my question, and my question and your question is the Rashi's question. If you look at Rashi Eima, Rashi about eight lines higher than where we are in the Gemara, Eima, and says Rashi, but what then? Itan a kvasim, if it would only give a kid a kvasim, have min a hasim ki mafagli kvasim. Why? Because I took the kvasim and the chalis and I did a tenufa together. So now kvasim and chalis and kvasim are like one entity, and that's why it's mefagel. But so kedai techamin, if you're talking about the toida and the 40 lechem, you never do a tenufa together. So maybe it should always remain two separate entities. And even if I'm mefagel the kvasim, maybe I'm not mefagel the lechem. Kamash malan in both cases, that if you're mefagel the carbon itself, you're mefagel the lechem. If you're mefagel the lechem itself, you're not mefagel the carbon. Okay, very easy. Now the Gemara is going to ask a very tip. This would be a Rabbi Yirmiyah type of question, and that would be, can you go and put the two together by having a chotzi zayis of one and a chotzi zayis of the other? Obviously, if he would have said, solely from the toida itself, we already said in our Mishnah, if you only have in mind the toida itself to eat tomorrow, both the toida and the lechem are mefugel. The toida, I understand. Why the lechem? Because lechem is biglal toida. Good. What happens if the shoichin is a toida, he only had in mind from the lechem to eat tomorrow, said our Mishnah, only the lechem becomes mefugel, not the carbon. Clearly over here, if he had in mind, and he said, I'm shoichin is a toida, lechel kezayis, a full kezayis of the toida, and a full kezayis of the lechem, then it's a chadav poshet. Of course, both of them would be mefugel, because you don't even need to talk about the lechem. That's what our Mishnah said at the top. Hatoidim v'gelis es alechem, keitzah shochem, z'toid alechem imena, only from the toida, heiv alechem v'fugal. So obviously, if he combines the two and he says, I'm going to go and eat both the toida and the lechem tomorrow, then vada they're going to be both mefugal. What's the Gemara Shaila? He says, I'm going to eat a half a kezayis of the basar and a half a kezayis of the lechem tomorrow. Is that enough to be mitzvah the two together to make one or both or none of them pigle? Because he only did a half a kezayis of this and a half a kezayis of that. Mahu. So talk to Gemara. Lefkule toida to talk about that the toida should become pigle. Loimi boyle. That's really not on the table. That's not a shaila. If he had had in mind, whilst he's shechting the toida, thank you. While he's shechting the toida, he has in mind, if he only has in mind lechem, then the toida does not become a fugal, even though he said totally lechem, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, lemachah. Only lechem becomes a fugel, but not the toidim. So mimena umilachma miboya. Now when he's going to try to be mitzdarif, half and half, zikr, it's not going to go and cause the toidim to become a fugel. Because madach, when he did a full pigle on the lechem, which helped on the lechem became totally a fugel, but it's not effective vis-a-vis the toidim, where he's only doing a half a kezayis from the lechem, zikr, there's nothing to talk about, it's not going to be a fugel, toidim. So what is the shaila of kulei lechem? Oh, what's this svara? Mi mitzdarf a toid lef kulei lechem oiloi. L'choira over here, the svara is very much that it should be a good siruf. Why should it be a good siruf? Because if it would be the toid alone, it causes the lechem to become a fugel. If he did the lechem alone, it causes the lechem to become a fugel. So just because he took a half of this and a half of that, each half is enough, not on its own to be mefagel, but it's one of the mefaglim.
It's in one term. Of in term.
Yeah, well, it's one. Well, if he had in mind b'shas v'shchitas hatoida only on lechem, the lechem would become a fugel. If he had b'shas v'shchitas hatoida only on the toida would become a fugel. What happens over here?
And the lechem.
The toid and the lechem, right. The lechem will be covered. That's what I mean. Go ahead. Thank you for helping me. What's up there?
Half a kezayis from one, half a kezayis.
Ah, so that's the Gemara Shai. He took half a kezayis from. He's shechting the carbon toid, and he says, tomorrow, boysai, right after davening, we're going to have tikkun. Here in Yerushalayim, we're not talking about a chutzlum koyim, just a chutzlum zmanai. Here in Yerushalayim, since you're allowed to eat a toid in Gantz Yerushalayim, right? This is not Kodesh Kudushim, Gantz Yerushalayim. Right. And we're going to go and eat tomorrow a half a kezayis from the lechem and a half a kezayis of the toida tomorrow. We're going to go and make for everybody toida sandwiches. We're going to go and take our bissel basar and we're going to go and take our bissel lechem, mix them together, half a kezayis, half a kezayis. Is that mefagel the lechem, yes or no? Zok dimor, dos is mein shayla. Five lines to the back. Each one on his own, if it would have been a full kezayis of toida, that would be mefagel lechem. If it would be a full kezayis of lechem, that would be mefagel lechem. But since he was mitzarif achutzi mitachutzi, do the two merge together, yes or no? Amalei af bezu halechem mefugel v'atoida eina mefugeles.
You don't have the minimum shear for the toda, for the buser of the toda, but you do have a minimum shear of lechem, because half of it
half
directly and half of it derivatively.
Yeah, okay, very good. The Gemara is assuming that since these are two separate entities, Atoid is Atoid and Alechem is Alechem, even though one is Beglal the other, there was a tzad to go and say that the two are not mitzaref one with the other, but this is a hafik zayis and that's a hafik zayis. We're going to have in the Gemara shortly on the Amud Beis, what about the Kvasim and the Shtei Alechem, because here there is a much greater commonality.
They did
Tanufa together. Metra, so we'll see that.
Package, as you call it.
One package. So Metra, we're going to get that on the Amud Beis. Thank you for quoting me. Hopefully that'll bring the Gula that much closer. So, anyway, yes.
So we're saying that it's the when you do the Toda, the automatically the Lachmi Toda come along with it. So therefore,
right.
It's as if he did the whole Kazayas. There's a complete kazayas
vis-a-vis the lechem. You take the half and the half, and
right.
You make a full kazayas
right.
Vis-a-vis the lechem.
Because it's a derivative. The lechem is a derivative.
Right, exactly. But the trade enemy of the kazayas is because the trade is not a derivative of the lechem.
Right.
The lechem is a derivative of the tongue. Very good. Frank Timur Vamai. Now the Gemara asks somewhat of a complicated kal v'chomer. Complicated means you have to go and focus. Vamai. Lema kal v'chomer. Let's go make a kal v'chomer. Umadach hamefagel, ein mispagel. What means hamefagel? The one of the two components. We have two mefaglim over here. We have the basar, chutzi zayis of the basar, of the toidim. We have chutzi zayis of the lechem. So hamefaglim, meaning the basar part, ain't a mispagel. It itself does not become mispagel, because we just said now, only the lechem mefugel, but toidim and mefugel.
Because
it's mekashir. Okay, whatever the reason is. But the mass of the mefaglim ain't mispagel. Haba lifagel, v'loi pigel, meaning the chutzizayis of the lechem, which you wanted to use to mefagel the toida, and it was unsuccessful in being mefagel the toida, and it didn't shelo yispagel, then it itself should also not become pickle. Start again. The mefagel over here, when we say fagel, means the toida. It was successful in being mefagel the lechem. Right? Everybody agrees. Chutzizayis, it was a good mefagel, it did a great job. But ain't mispagel, but it itself didn't become pickle. Now the lechem, which on its side tried to be mefagel the two, meaning the toida, and it was not successful v'loy pigel. So in addition, then certainly it itself shelo yispagel, since it did such a poor job in being mefagel others. Then I should go and say it shouldn't be mispagel itself.
Why? Why?
Something it's a secondary.
It doesn't have the strength. It can't lift 100 pounds, but it can lift 20 pounds.
So look, let's do Rashi.
It's like a chicken and egg problem.
Yeah, exactly. Look to Rashi. Toida hamafagel, 5 lines to the bottom. Toida shesayel lefagel lechem. It did a great job. It was mesiyel lefagel lechem. But in itself, a mispagel, nothing happened. Kedemrina and a toida mfagel. Habol lefagel, which is the other chotzi zayis of lechem. Habol lefagel, that wanted to mefagel both portions, not only the lechem, but also the toida. Habol lefagel, gamas the toida. V'loi piglu, but it was unsuccessful. So I should say, in it shelo yispagel, then it shouldn't become pigle itself. The toida was successful being mefagel, but nevertheless, it remained immune, nothing happened to it. The lechem that tried to be mefagel, the toida, was unsuccessful, so I should go and certainly say that it should not become pigle. As we freak the Gemara Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara, Umi and Kal V'Chomer, Ki Hai Gavna, did you ever find a Kal V'Chomer of that type of sort? Yes! V'Tanya, we have a braisa. What was the braisa? Ma'asa bi'echad shezora karmo yishol chavei roi smoder. B'ma'asa l'fnei chachomim. What happened? We had two people. One person was the Baal HaKerem. Baal HaKerem means he owns the vineyard. And the grapes in the vineyard had already started sprouting, and they're called smoder. Sorry?
Blossoming.
Not sprouting, blossoming. Thank you. And they're blossoming that they're now at the stage of smother, which is still very, very small, and they have room for growth, but at the moment, they're smother. And what happens? Some other individual, he will remain nameless because he is a criminal. What did he do? He came into that Baal HaKerem's vineyard, and he started planting zeroim, all different types of things in the kerem. Exactly what he planted, we're going to address that shortly. But he started going and planting Zroim in that vineyard. And now I have a problem of Kloya Kerem. I have Kilayim now in the Kerem. That's terrible. They said, we're going to go and the guy that brought the Zroim, those Zroim are apostle, no good. They're Kilayim, burn them, get rid of them. But the Kfanim are okay. Rashi says, it's talking about a situation where the Baal HaGfanim was not happy. Because if he said, I would not have done that myself, but once you did it, let's see how it grows, and if it grows nicely, you know, maybe we'll split the profits. He was very angry. He said, get out of here. Would you do it? You criminal. You shaggots. What did you do? So the Chum said, the Azroim that the person planted, no good. But the Kefanim were okay. Why is that? Let's use the same Kal V'chaymer. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Madach the oiser. What's the oiser? Here, let's look at Rashi, second line. Who oiser kefanim? Who oiserim es hazroim? Because after the dust settles, which one is osur? The zroim or osur? So we make over here when Rashi, when the Gemara says who oiser, you're right. It's the criminal was the one that planted the zroim. But what causes the zroim to become osur? If he had planted them in an open field, a desolate field that didn't have any kfanim there, mm-hmm. then this one would be kosher. I mean, maybe he has to pay kosher mishpat, he's going to have to go and pay money for going trespassing and damages. Yeah, that's a separate story. But we're talking in terms of the kashrus. So the Gemara said that we asked this run. Now, why did this run become asr? Because of the kfanim. So the kfanim asked them. Umahu oyser einu neser. But we said that the kfanim that were successful in asring this roim, they themselves didn't become asr habo lesser, meaning this roim, which wanted to go and ask the kefanim, v'loy asar, ein edin shloy is aser. I should certainly say that they did not become asar. Repeat it again. Mal oiser, the kefanim, which do aser. What are they aser? This right, but they themselves are immune. Ein nesar, they are still kosher. Habo lesar, the zroim that came to aser the kefanim, v'loy asar was unsuccessful. Ein edin shloy is aser. Then certainly it shouldn't go and become aser. So you see, this is very parallel to the Kal V'chaymer we had in the Amud Aleph.
But they're on equal footing. The Zroim and the Gefanim are equal. One is not derivative of the other, like the Lechem of the Zevach Toda.
Mm-hmm.
One, they're equally powerful in answering one another.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Gefanim are there earlier, mm-hmm. so they have actually more of an establishment there to not be usher.
Right.
I mean, mm-hmm. the Zroim are the things that were tossed in there, and they can be removed easily. You're not going to uproot the vines and leave the Zroim there so quickly.
No, make sure you uproot both
equal,
of them.
But they're on equal footing. The Lechem and the Torah are on equal footing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can't, it's not a parallel.
You don't like the parallel.
No.
Okay, I hear you. But the point is, the Gemara says, just like over there, that Kal V'chaymer was not successful to uproot the halacha of Osiris Hazroim. Ve'tiris Ekvanim, even though mitzad the Kal V'chaymer, you should go and say, ain't a din shaloy is asr, that the Zroim should not become asr. The Chum said it's asr. So you see that we, quote unquote, we ignore that Kal V'chaymer, it doesn't work in that respect. So the Gemara said, that's the reason why you don't have a problem here in the Amud Aleph either. The Gemara said, do you say a Kal V'chaymer, Gai Gavna? I show you from that case that we do not say such a Kal V'chaymer, that Madach, it tried to be Mefagel, it tried to become Asr, but it was unsuccessful, therefore it itself should not become Piglet, should not become Asr. You don't say that over there, the case of the Zroim Nikvanim, so don't make this Kal V'chaymer by Yom Zolchnisht. That's what the Gemara...
Given that it should... Okay, so it doesn't... It can't, because it is Asr... It can't make the other asur that we see for that. It doesn't have the, it shouldn't itself become asur.
It's not potent enough to asur itself since it can't asur the other.
Just to say that
one is related to the other.
Thinking is correct.
I hear you, Ladikov. If you remember, I started off. I said it's a difficult Kal V'chaymer, difficult in trying to not only remembering the words and how the mechanics, but also the sfora behind it. Just because it can't ask for something else, it can't be asked for something else.
It's like baser v'chalav. I mean, you know, it's certain things I have power to asser, and certain things, but not. You don't say that the milk is makes asser the baser v'chalav. Therefore, the milk asser itself is. I mean, the cheese. It's not the same. It's not all fours.
Understood. Robert, I think, has a question. We've been waiting patiently.
We are trying to bring a logic against the Issa Dereise.
Right.
The Issa Dereise is Klein. Mm-hmm. How can I... What kind of logic of Kal V'chaymer could work against this? Independent of the logic of the Kal V'chaymer or not?
Robert, I thank you very much for asking that question, because you now pave the way to the Gemara's Teretz. In fact, the Gemara is going to make a Teretz based on the difference of the Dereise and the Rabbanan, just like you are saying. The two cases that you're trying to bring a raya from the Kelayim case to our case of Pigel, they're not on all fours, as you just said. Why? Hasam kanvas v'loif osra toira. Shar zroi midrabanan hudi asiri. Haidi avri sura konsur rabanan. Haidi avri sura loi konsur rabanan. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means to say is the following. We know, of course, that the five grains, the wheat and the barley, etc., those all cause the spelt, yeah, and the oats, etc., alis, bakal, mikol. The five mini dogan that they cause klayim with a kerem and a pere. There's no question about that. The question is, beyond those five grains, where else did the Torah say there's a din of klayim with kerem? Says Gemara, only by kanvus v'loif. What are kanvus v'loif? Kanvus is Rashi's kanva, and the R scroll translates that as hemp. H-E-M-P.
Cannabis, actually. Cannabis.
Okay, if it's cannabis, which
Same thing.
You're thinking in terms of marijuana?
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, anybody that takes...
The Rabbi knew about it.
Fine, says kanvas. What's loif? Rashi says mine kitnias, which is a type of bean. The Rambam and others say not bean, but it's onions. Whatever. Those two, osra toira, that's ultimate toira, osra to go and mix together with kerem. Vus epis, why these miyuchasim? Says Rashi, for two reasons. Number one, because ein zarem kolosh yeshlem shoyrish. If you go and plant into the ground either the hemp, and or you go and plant into the ground the beans or the onions, they become shurish, they become rooted into the ground. Mm-hmm. So therefore you're really going in a sense, uprooting the kalayim, or you're leaving the kalayim. The kerem, the vineyard that's there, you're doing a permanent...
Displacement.
Permanent displacement. Very good. So therefore it becomes kalayim. That's reason number one. Reason number two, Rashi says, is because of the similarity in the growth or in the structure of the two. And that is, I'm looking at the Rashi four lines from the top. Rashi's lishna achrina kandas aloif asutayu d'chsiv. He says, a karmecha kaloyim, zroim hadoimim lekerem. The zroim have to be similar. What would similar? V'hanach toilin eshkoilois ke'en anovim. If you ever looked at hemp and or at the beans, they grow in eshkoilos, like clusters, just like grapes. You buy grapes, you have a cluster of them, so you can go and buy similarly a cluster of beans, or you can go and buy a cluster of hemp. Okay, so therefore they're so similar, that does the Torah, that's where you have the din of kalayim. Now, skipping the parentheses, but Shar Zroim, anything else other than the five grains, and other than the Kandas Oloif, is the Rabban who does it, not Min HaTorah. So, hi, Diyavadis Surah Kansur Rabbanon. This, a person that goes and does an Isser the Rabbanon Kansid. What did we Kansid? We said, you went and planted these Zroim and the other guys Kerem, we put a Knas on you, and we asked this Zroim. But a person did not commit an iser, meaning the Baal HaKerem, he didn't want him to go, and in fact he protested, no, get the thing out of here. We're talking about a case where the Baal HaKerem, in fact, was Mocha and said, I'm not interested. And the Mefarshim say, if the Baal HaKerem says, yeah, I love it, sure, bring it in. That's a different story. We're talking about over here, the protest, he didn't do an iser, like Kansur Rabban. So therefore, that's the reason why the Kal V'Chomer is not appropriate even to think about a kavachoyim, because it has to do with really a knas midraba. Abul hocha, but in our case, back with the pigul and yomer aleph, leim a kavachoyim. Why don't we go and say a kavachoyim? The madach that the we said that the toida that tried to be mafagel
the lechem
was successful, was mafagel, but ain mispagel, but it itself remained immune from the pigul.
Because only
chatzizayis. Ha-bolefagel, which is referring to the chatzizayis of the lechem. The late pigul, but was not successful in being mefagel the toido. And additionally, that should not become pigul. So that kal v'chayim, the Gemara says, the choyre tells you that what you answered is wrong. That either both of them are pigul and either is pigul. But not that this one you're and this one ish. Says the Gemara, where are we up to now? So this is the end of the first part of this, and now we're going to repeat the whole thing almost word for word. We're going to change the facts, not talking about a toida with lechem. We're going to talk now about the kvasim and the shteya lechem on Shavuos. This will be very familiar because we're just repeating it word for word. What happens if I have in mind b'shasa shchitas kvasim on Shavuos that we're going to eat a shtikla a chutzi zayis of the kvasim? And a chutzizayis of the shtei lechem tomorrow, manyana, what happens now? Does it help to mefagel? And again, lefkuli kvasle can be boiling. There's no shayla that the kvasim will not become pickled, because hashta kuloi me lechem le mefagli. What happens if I only had a machshava, I'm going to eat the lechem tomorrow, full kizayis tomorrow, only the lechem becomes a fugal, and not the kvasim. Mehenu melachman miboya, here we don't even have a full kizayis of the lechem, we only have a half a kizayis of the lechem. Avad is nakan mimafaga, the kvasim, nothing to talk about. Ki kama boya lefkuli lechem, mimitztarfi kvasim lefkuli lechem, oi loi. If it would have been a full kizayis of kvasim that he has in mind, then the keves would become usher and the lechem becomes usher, like we learned in the Mishnah. If he only had a full kezayis of the lechem in mind, the lechem would become pickle. But we didn't have a full kezayis of either. When we had a half a kezayis and a half a kezayis, can they be mitzarved together? I'm going to eat tomorrow a half a kezayis of lechem and a half a kezayis of the keves. Is that enough to go mimafagel the lechem? Amalei. So he told him, af bezu, halechem is mafugel, vakvasim einem mafugalim. The lechem, yes, but not the kvasim. Feitim ava mai le mekal v'choymer. Umaha mafagel einem mafagel. What's the mafagel? Those are the kvasim, which are successful in being mafagel, the lechem, but in itself, einem mafagel. You just said now they're not mafugalim. Habol mafagel, which is the lechem that wanted to be mafagel, the kvasim. For like pigalim was unsuccessful, so obviously it's not as potent. Ein edin shelo yispagel ma'amad, it should not become mispagel. Do you say such a kal v'chomer? I'll show you that you don't say such kal v'chomers. But Tanya, this should be familiar to you. And the Gemara does us a favor. V'chuli, read the Gemara at the top and just repeat the whole thing again. Why do we say that the zroim become osur and the gefen is mutter? Say kal v'chomer. Umahu oyser einoy nesar. What is the oyster? The kerem, which aser the zroim, kerem itself remains fine. As we said, the kerem is mutter, ain't a nesar. Habo lesser veloyosar, the one that wanted to aser, which is the zroim that wanted to go and aser the kravim, veloyosar, it was not successful because the kerem, we said, the kfanim is still mutter, ain't a ding shaloyis aser, it certainly should not become aser. So you see that we don't say that kal v'chomer. So why are you asking the kal v'chomer by the pickle situation? And the Gemara gives the same teretz. How can you compare? Those are the only two which are minatayrach. It's from the five zruf, from the five dogon. But otherwise, he's the only one that asr. Rashi said for two reasons. Either because they have a shayrish, and therefore they're going to stay there permanently. Clusters. And or because they have clusters, just like by the by anav. Exactly. Abishazrum is midrabanan udiasiri. Hi, this individual who did this Zerah, we didn't identify what the Zerah are, but they were not the five Dogan, and they were not the Loif and the Kanvus. So, hi, the Ovid Isura comes to Rabbanan. Since he made an Isser, the Rabbanan put an Isser on him. So, the Ovid Isura comes to Rabbanan. So, the one that did the Isser, meaning the Zerahim guy, your Zerahim now, Osir, it's a Knas. However, the Kerem person who was sitting at home learning the Daf quietly, or heatedly, but the Maisi wasn't involved in the sister at all. They consider a bunch. That's why his kefir is fine. By the pigle case, and therefore we've now concluded the second almost identical shakle v'tari. Zoki Moriet, man, why did we repeat this twice? Man, the masli atoida koshken akvasim. Man, the masli akvasim kvasim hudus kikul lezel betnufa. What does Gemara mean to say? Both cases we said the lechem is mafugel. That was the Gemara's outcome, right? We said that both on the Amid Aleph. Here too we said the lechem mafugel, but not the basar of the kvasim. So the same answer. Yeah, but I might have thought man the masle kvasim kvasim hu dehuskul lezel etnufa. That's why the lechem becomes pigel, because the half a kezayis of kevis and the half a kezayis of lechem are mitzaref. They unite because they have a certain unity of spirit.
The ritual of the tenufa.
Loi, I might have thought, no, that they're not pigel at all. Neither the toid is pigel, nor is the lechem pigel. That's why I have to both cases to tell you. Both the case of the Toida and the case of the Shteya.
Actually, in the Toida case, we don't need the Kibseh Atzeres case, because Kavachomer, if the Toida, the Lachmi Toida and the Zevach have that connection.
In other words, you're asking now that
you're on the side. Right. We only needed the first. We didn't need the case of the Kibbutz Atzeres because Madach, you know, if these things which don't have a common ritual can cause pigle in the lechem, where chatzizayis at each, certainly the on Shavuos where they have the tenufa ritual to unite them.
Certainly, it's going to become pigle. Right, right. Very good. But now you can say the reverse. That's vis-a-vis the lechem. What about vis-a-vis the toid itself? You know the reason why the toid itself didn't come before Gol because there's no tenufa.
Now you say that maybe jump and say that the kvasim because of the tenufa can be mispagel from the
machshavas. So I might have thought.
Oh, I see. So it's the same structure. Very good. Thank you.
So Baruch Hashem, you have to have both cases to tell you both sides. Very good.
And just when Tom plays lime, it's only the drying that become usher, the gaffer.
A normal klai kerem, if you're talking about tvua together with kerem, that everything becomes usher. Here we're talking about those shars roim, which are different. And then it depends on what the balabus is. Okay, back to our Gemara. Now we have another shayla, but it's not similar to the other two shaylas, but it's also a shayla. Rabbi Abba Zuti Boi Lohachi. He had a different version of the whole discussion. Boi Minei Reblaz Mirav. Remember, all three of these Reblaz asked from Rav. The first two that we had were almost identical. Here's a different story. Hashoich HaSekevis Lechol Kezayis Mechaveir Lemachar. Ooh. You have two kvasim. And now he has in mind to shecht the what once he's shechting Kevis number one, he doesn't have a mind to go and eat from this Kevis Lamachar. He doesn't have a mind to eat from the Lechem tomorrow, but he has a mind to go and eat from the other Kevis tomorrow. Yay, yay, yay. What's the Lochan now? Hashoich HaKevis Lechol Kezayis Mechaveir Lamachar. Now, Chaveiroi Kevis Mashma V'loi Mefagel Oidum Lechem Mashma U'mefagel. So the Gemara is now focusing on when he says Lechol Kezayis Mechaveiroi from its Chaver. So, in describing it, I assumed in my explanation that we're talking about the other kevis. So you know who says? Maybe you're not talking about the kevis. Maybe chaveira means the lechem. After all, in our minds, we know the shtei lechem, the kvasim shtei lechem. You have to be main of them together, and then this is the matter one for the other. Maybe the word chaveira means the lechem and not the kevis. So if you have a person who is shechting the kevis and screaming out, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to eat the chaver tomorrow, not just half a kezayis. Agamtze kezayis from the chaver tomorrow. What did he mean in terms of pickle? Does he mean that the other kevis becomes pickle? Or does he mean that the lechem should become pickle? Oh, that's the Gemara Shalom. Chaver kevis mashma, v'loy mefagel. Why would it not become pickle? Because ein mater mefagel es hamater. Both kevasim, we had the beginning of the parak, exactly. Both kevasim have to be united in being mefaglim, and one matter cannot go mefagel the other matter because both are kvasim together, right? We had machliya. Oy dilma lechem mefagel. Yeah, with Rabbi Yosi. Good, fine. Oy dilma lechem mashma umefagelay, or maybe just like we said in the Mishnah, if you show yichid as a kvasim to go and mefagel the lechem, then the lechem becomes pigle. So that's what he means by the chaver. He means the lechem. After all, if you make a sandwich, that you're putting together the lechem and the kevis is one. So dimu lechem mashmu fagale omle tivisua. Let's go back to the previous gemaras that we had. The Mishnah shochet echem kvasim lechol mimenu lemachar hu pigel v'chaveri kosher lechol mechaveri lemachar shneihem ksheirim. Oh, if you ate from you shechtum on the kvasim lechol mimenu lemachar to eat from it, who pigel that kevis becomes pigel chaveri kosher. The other one is kosher. Where did we have this? We didn't have it yet. Well, we're going to have it tomorrow. If you look at the Mishnah at the top of the Amid, look at the last 2.5 lines, the very end of the Mishnah. Shachet echem lekvasim lechol mimenu lemachar. Right, you're in the middle. We're about to go and shech two kvasim. We shechted the first kevis, and I have a mind to go and eat from it tomorrow. Who pigel? Then that kevis is taka pigel v'chaveri kosher, and the other kevis, the chaver, is kosher. Lechol mechaveri lemachar. If he's having in mind to shach the first kevis to eat from the other one, lemachar shneim ksheirim, because ein matir mefagel matir. Oh, so we see what's the definition, what's the use of the term kevis, not kevis, the use of the term chaver over here. We say the chaveri is kosher. Lechol mechaveri lemachar shneim ksheirim. Obviously, the term chaver in this Mishnah is referring to the other kevis.
Right.
We're not referring to the lechem. Ah, so we're going to try to bring a right from that the word chaver means animal, it doesn't mean the other lechem. Zokti Yomar Amalit Nisua. Didn't we learn it already in the previous machzor? Yeah, we learned already 7.5 years ago, which we're going to learn again tomorrow. Mi'at Hashem Ajach Echem in a Kvasim Lechem Imenu Lemachar. Hu Pigel Chaveri Kashim Lechem Chaveri Lemachar Shneim Ksheim Alma Chaveri Keves Mashma. Obviously, we're talking about a Keves because he's talking about Shechting one, Shechting the other. Yeah, exactly. Everything we're dealing with the Parish Viyam Chaveri Keves. After all, the Mishnah is written succinctly, and therefore, maybe what the Mishnah meant when he says lecho mechaveroi, it's not that he said b'shas the shechita of keves number one. Oh, Rabbeisai, we're going to get together tomorrow to eat from chaveroi. Maybe he said we're going to eat from the other chaver keves tomorrow, where he spelled it out. No, then it's crystal clear. If you spell it out, the chaver means keves, and nothing to talk about.
It's both material.
It's both material.
Both the material. The shayla over here was when he didn't spell it out. The shayla of Rabbi Elazar to Rav was the sheikh of kevel lechel chakdais mechaver lemachar, and after that he left the scene, and we don't know what he meant with. He didn't say chaver keves. He didn't say chaver lechel.
He said chaver.
Which one is his real chaver? Which one is not?
So what is it? Is it bottle daito etzel ko adam? If chavero means keves. In a standard sense, in a default sense, so his das should be butel and it should mean keves.
You know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. However, the Gemara leaves it as a boitli ifshit, so apparently we don't go after what is commonly used among the populace. But rather, we're talking about this individual. What did he have in mind when he said the word keves? When he said the word chaver? Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Very simple. This Mishnah and the Gemara after that. Hazebach mafagel es hanisachim. We keep on thinking about just the zebach with the lachmeitoida and things of that nature. Why don't we talk about a regular carbon? Every normal oilin, every normal shlomim, you have to bring also the minchas nisachim. We're not going to talk about the mincha now, we're just going to talk about the nisachim, those wines that you have to pour on the mizbech. So what happens? Hazebach mafagel es hanisachim, mishikidshu bekli. What does that mean? We'll see. The Gemara is going to fear. The Mishnah is going to fear us. The Ketzad. Divrei Rameir. So Rameir says, once you makadish in the sachar, in other words, if they're still in the barrel or they're still in the bottles of kedem wine, and you haven't poured it yet into a kisharez, at the moment asav mafag the sachar, misha kitchu b'kli, only after they got the kedusha b'kli, because before they got the kedusha b'kli, really they're unrelated. It's gonish makadish. Divrei Rameir. Hanesachim ain't mafaglus the zebach. However, the sachim are not mafaglus the zebach. So what does that mean? Ketzad. Hashoyichim is a zevach. You are shechting the zevach. Lechol mimenu lemocher to go and eat from that zevach tomorrow. A clear cut case of pigel of a chutzes manay. Pigel. Who when the sachem of gom? It's not only the zevach but also the sachem because the sachem are derivative. They're ancillary. So that'll just like we have the lechem on the amarat. Lahakrim the sachem lemocher. He only had in mind that we're going to go and pour out the wine tomorrow. Oh, meaning on the mizbeach. And a sachem mifugolim, a zebach ain't a mifugol.
But why is that a crime? It's kosher. You can do the sachem for up to 10 days later. Why is that?
Look at the Gemara. Skip two lines into the Gemara. Do you see it says in the middle of the line?
On 10 days.
Okay, the Gemara.
No, I didn't look ahead.
I didn't say you looked ahead. Well, maybe you remember from 7.5 years ago. Yeah. We all know that you're brilliant and you have a brilliant memory. So.
You taught this.
Alright, good. So the Gemara, Tanur Rabban. Niske behema chayoven aleya mishem pigol. Why is there a din of pigul? Nishadam hazevach matiron likorev divrei Rameir. This Rameir fits very nicely with the Rameir of our Mishnah, where Rameir of our Mishnah is saying it's only after the niskadish bekli, so now they have a shaychus to this carbon, but what is matir them to go and pour them on the mizbeach? You gotta wait for the carbon. You can't go and pour out the nisachim and say, you know what? The Mizbeach is very, very thirsty. Let me go and pour out the Nesachim first, and then you go and be makriv your carbon. It doesn't work that way. You go and do the Zrikas Adam, and only after Zrikas Adam is done, okay, now you can put the Eimer on the Mizbeach, you can go and eat the rest of the carbon, as well as, now you can go and pour out the Nesachim on the Neshitim there on the top of the Mizbeach. Okay, so this can be Mechayom, let me shim pigul, let me shadam, azam, matim, the carb, the Ramei, so there could be a din of pigul with respect to Nesachim. Person go and bring his oil shlam today, and he can bring in the sachem even 10 days later. So muzin zayin on the same spot. You can bring it the next day, and 3 days, and 10 days later, you can bring it a long time later. So Ibazoi, how are you going to go and say that I'm going to go and bring the zevach now? I'm going to go and bring. I'm shechting the zevach now. Al manas that we're going to go and drink the nisachim lemochar. You can go bring the Sachem up to 10 days later. Like maybe 11 days from now.
Devin, yeah.
I don't think the Yudam is Dafka. I think right. That's Lav Dafka. I think even a year later. Right. For eternity. In other words, it doesn't have to be on the spot.
It's about the Acher limit on everything.
Okay, so it's about the Acher. Omelahem, so he answered him, Afanila Yamarti El Baboyim Mazavach. Even I that hold that the din of the Nesachim, that it becomes Mefugel, is only if you bring it simultaneously, contemporaneously with the Zemach. But not if you bring it afterwards. Omelahem, I have another question. This man, the Amr, holds that you have brought your carbon, you had brought with the carbon your wine, and you put it into the Kli Shares, and it becomes the Skadish. And now everybody says, go and pour this wine now on the Mizbeach, because we were just makrim the carbon. Go ahead. And he says, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to go and use this wine for another Zevach, which I'm going to bring later today or tomorrow, and I'm going to bring other wine for this carbon.
Hatova Meiti, he's bringing better wine.
Mekabrocha, yeah? It's Omalei, Efshel L'Shanoiz L'Zevach Acher. Since you're Meshano L'Zevach Acher, the Choyra, the Nesachim should not automatically, these Nesachim should not be viewed as ancillary to the regular carbon, because they really, you can move it from place to place, from carbon to the carbon, and therefore the dam of the Zevach was not matter these Nesachim, because he might decide to use Nesachim for something else. Omer Rav, that's not a kasha. Kasover Rameir, hukfu b'shchita kelach meitoida. That in fact you cannot go and transfer them and use it for another carbon. Just like lach meitoida, once you do the shchita, these lach meitoida now
locked in,
designated, and they're merged and infused with this particular carbon toida. You can't say, I'll bring another 40 lach meitoida. Here too, your stocks, they're locked in, these Nesachim. So therefore, these Nesachim do have the benefit of the Shechita, not only to be Matir, but also Chas HaShom to become Pigel, but only if it's at the same time when he's bringing his carbon Zevach. And now we have
and then when you bring it, so Adasar Yamim, that doesn't apply in that case?
The Pigel won't apply.
But you're allowed to bring an Adasar Yamim. So,
exactly.
So what is he, how are we transferring that Kasha? He can... Even though it's connected.
So we're saying is in such a case.
It is connected. It becomes connected and then it doesn't have the Hetzer of Asar Yamim.
You do not need the Matir of the Zevach and you don't have the consequence of the Pigel of the Zevach if you're not bringing it contemporaneously. So today is Monday.
Yeah.
If a person brings the Zevach today and he says, I don't have the Zevachim, I'll bring them on Wednesday or on Thursday. Fine. If he has in mind today, I'm going to go and drink, or I'm going to use these Nesach, I'm going to pour them, L'machar, it's L'imal of L'imoyed. It's only if you're bringing the Nesachim contemporaneously together with the Zevach.
So once the Mashava is what's hooked for it,
what connects it so that makes it all of a sudden Pigel, which is very Yisro Koros, so all of a sudden you're...
Right. Suddenly this Korban Shlomim that you're bringing suddenly goes from being a wonderful, Korban to being a Koros bearing Avera.
If you have a machshava of pigel,
right. If you
have a
machshava of nesachim, I'm a nesachim.
He had him. What happens if he had in mind just the carbon itself? Is that mafagul nesachim as well?
Yes.
So then he had in mind on the carbon, didn't think about the nesachim, but automatically the nesachim are included. Mm-hmm. What happens if he only has in mind the nesachim? Mm-hmm. Only the nesachim. But all of that explains our Gemara based on this brisa. The staff give the Nesachim are being brought contemporaneously with the carbon. If they're being brought separately, the Zevach is being brought today, and the Nesachim is being brought tomorrow, or 2 days, or 3 days, then although you're mafagel in the carbon, it's not going to be mafagel on the Nesachim.
So Rav Meir is basically saying that if your Havana at the time of the Shechita is not on those Nesachim,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like he holds a Breira, Rav Meir.
Sure.
So he's saying this is Breira, your Mavara afterward, those were the Nesachim that you intended to bring that day or to bring later.
And if you have them with you.
And right, you have them with you and you're intending to. It's not just you have them with you. It's not just the framework,
yes,
evidence.
Yes, the whole, exactly.
It's not circumstantial. It's really your Machshava.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And now the same Gemara, almost word for word, but not talking about a case of Nesachim together with the Behemah, but we're talking about the Loik Shemin by the Mitzayah. Every time you want to be Mitzayah, you have to bring three Karbanos. The main Karban that we always talk about is the Karban Asham, because you have to apply the blood to the Behemah, and they got some Asham, and then you have the Loik Shemin, you also put on top of the Behemah, as we've learned in the past. It's Tanurban. Loik Shemin Shul Mitzayah, Chayov and Olam Mishim Pigel. how would you be chai mishum pigel if you ate from the loik shemen and there was a machshav mefagelas? What would be the machshav mefagelas? Neisha dam osha matira lebainois, at the time that you're shechting the osham, at the time that you're spritzing the dam of the osham, you have in mind that we're going to go and eat this osham tomorrow. Oh yo yo! Then that loik shemen will also become pigel, just like the basar.
Because the sharam of the log are achilas kahanim.
Exactly, shiur log. Absolutely.
When matnas kuna.
Absolutely. Div remei, same remei as before. Oh, my loik remei, while the other maybe I show me how you even loik mikan vat sorry. You can bring the loik even up to 10 days later. Oh, then you're right. Avni loyamati by me yoshem. I'm only talking about the one that's brought contemporaneously, the one that's brought tomorrow, the next day.
How could that be? We said you have to put the shemen on the muk on the bechonos. And
what happens if you cleaned it off?
Right,
you can still put it on. Right. Yes, you can bring it to the exactly. I'm a koyin damosh. Very good.
Yeah.
Why? So why in the Torah only say I'm a koyin damosh? Why have to say damosh?
Because it's not
chatzitza. Very good. Beautiful. Amalei. Fine. Good. I'm asking. You can go and bring it even 10 days later. But what about efshel shenoyisul oshemacher? Even though you dedicated this loig afterwards, and then this loig doesn't look so nice. Look at the shemen; looks a little oily.
It looks very oily.
Oh, you see that? Yeah. It's oily in the morning, but already coming up with these wonderful puns without your help. What's going on? Wow. Anyway, so efshel shenoyisul oshemacher, you can go and switch it again. I'm a rovik, so we're a meir. Look for b'shchita kelach mitoydi. You cannot switch it. So therefore, these two are connected with an umbilical cord. So if you're bringing it on the same day, the loik together with the asham, not only will the asham become pigel, the loik will also become pigel.
Yeah, this is only Rebbeir, though.
Okay, so.